Good evening. First off, a special thank you to the Umiak family for sponsoring tonight's cheer. They're sponsoring in honor of the 43rd yard site of Shmuel Yitzchak ben Shimon. His neshama should have an aliyah. Very special thank you to Josh, who's really the new leadership of the Tuesday night cheer, getting the cheer recorded and uploaded, and being on top of the beverages and the refreshments. So, Shkoyach, thank you very much, Josh. Okay, is it true that Orthodox men make a blessing every morning thanking God that they're not women? Yes. Have a good evening. That's it. We do. We make the bracha. One of my kids, I forget which one it was, but they were learning the morning brachos in kindergarten, and they came back and they were sharing with us how they say all the brachos. So they said, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Goy, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Ovid, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Isha. And the girls say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Kirtzono. So they said both, the one for the boys and for the girls, right? So some of us are very religious. We say both, Shelo Asani Isha, thank you Hashem for not making me an Isha. And we know that the girls say, women say, Sha'asani Kirtzono, thank you Hashem for making me according to His will. Now, the very simple understanding of the flow of these brachos, as many of the commentators on the Siddur point out, is that men and women are thanking Hashem for their mitzvos. Mitzvos are the unique forms of connection that we have in this world, bringing us in touch with the divine. So we say, thank you for not making me a goy. Thank you for not making me a non-Jew, allowing me to be part of the Am HaNivchar, to be part of Klal Yisrael. Thank you for not making me an Eved, referring to an Eved Kanani, a slave that has limited mitzvos. Right? So it has more mitzvos than a non-Jew, but still not the same amount as a regular full-fledged Yid. Then men say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Isha. Not only am I a Yid, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and I'm free. You also made me a man, Shelo Asani Isha, you did not make me a woman, meaning that I have the most mitzvos possible. And women say, simply understood, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Asani Kirtzono, that you've made us according to your will. Which means, listen, even though we don't have as many mitzvos as men, Baruch Hashem, we're still part of Klal Yisrael, and we thank you for creating us based on your Ratzo. Meaning to say, it's true we don't have as many mitzvos, but we're okay with that because this was your will. The simple understanding would be that the bracha of She'asani Kirtzono that women make is almost a bracha of acceptance. It's not ideal maybe, but I accept the fact that you created me like this. I don't have as many mitzvos, but I'm okay. Now, we had in the shul one time going back many years ago, we don't say brachas hashachar anymore out loud, but we used to. And there was a fellow who was during his year of mourning for one of his parents, and he wanted to know if he could daven Psukah de Zimra and say the morning brachos. So I said, sure. He said, the one thing, though, is that I never felt comfortable with the bracha of Shelo Asani Isha. Is it okay if I just skip that one but say the rest? So I said, I'm going to get someone else to say brachos, and then you'll come up after him, and you can do Psukah de Zimra. But our custom is to say all of the brachos. There is a feeling that maybe women have less mitzvos than men because there's some level of discrepancy or inequality. Is there any truth to that? Is there any difference in the level of kedusha, right, the sanctity of the Jewish soul, male versus female? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a famous tshuva, he says, there is absolutely no difference whatsoever in the level of sanctity of a neshama, makes no difference male or female. All of Klal Yisrael, men and women, are included in the mandate, Vayisim li segula, mikol ha'amim, you are a precious nation, Vatem tiyu li goy kadosh, you're a holy nation, kadoshim tiyu, all of these terminologies we have throughout Chumash, speaking about the lofty stature of the Jewish people, it applies equally to men and women. There happens to be a technicality in halacha that women are not obligated in positive time-bound mitzvos. Why is that the case? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's a kula me'eze taime Hashem yisborach shirotze lahokil nanoshim. Without getting into philosophy, we see from Chazal that women do have an exception, that they don't do positive time-bound mitzvos. What is the reason behind that, says Rav Moshe? Me'ezetam shiyah, I'm not getting involved. But don't think for a second, chas v'sholom, that it's based on any lower stature of sanctity. Throughout many places in Tanakh and Chazal, we see women are praised even more than men. In the relationship between husband and wife, the obligation of respect towards a spouse is equal in both directions. Wife being mechabed her husband, and the husband being mechabed his wife. So the simple understanding is, men and women have the same level of kedusha. For some reason, which we're going to explore together, what might be a glimpse into that philosophy as to why women don't have certain mitzvos. But that's a technicality. It's not based in any way, shape, or form on the lower level of kedusha. Okay. Now, if the bracha of Shorasani Kirtzono that women say is just the bracha of acceptance, listen, this is what you gave me. You didn't give me as many mitzvos as men. I'm okay with that. Whatever your infinite calculations are, just like a Yisrael is okay with a Kohen having more mitzvos, it's okay. The language, though, of Asoni Kirtzono doesn't seem to be just a form of accepting, you know, a lower level mitzvah observance. Literally, those words mean that you have made me kirtzono according to your will. The phrase kirtzono definitely has a connotation when you look at it objectively and you see other places throughout Tanakh and the Siddur where that type of phrase is used. It always has the connotation of something positive. This is according to the rotzon. This is the will of God. So, for example, we say in Kaddish, this is in Aramaic, Yizkadel v'yizkadei shmei rabah, ba'alma divarah chirusei. We daven that Hashem's name should be magnified, should be sanctified, ba'alma divarah, in the world that you've created, chirusei. That's the Aramaic for kirtzono, according to his will. You've made this incredible, magnificent universe, chirusei, according to your ratzo. Another example we have in the Berchas Kriya Shema and Mariv. We say, B'chochma posech sharim uzvunav mishana itim machalif ez ezmanim misadres kochovim mishmarosehim barakia kirtzono. You arrange all of the stars in the sky kirtzono, according to his will. So when women said the bracha of Shasani Kirtzono, the feeling is there's more than just, I accept the fact that I don't have as many mitzvos as a man. There seems to be something very positive there as well, and we're going to explore that. What I'd like to do is take a step back and ask some very basic questions on the difference between men and women in hashkafa and in halacha. One of the most exciting things when a baby boy is born is the planning for the bris and the bris itself. It's a sudas mitzvah, we get together, and there's lox and bagels and cream cheese. It's something that's very significant. We're bringing this little boy into the bris, into the covenant with God. The bris shel ava, the commitment of love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we do that for a little baby girl? So at some point, 6 or 9 or 12 months later, you remember we should probably make a kiddush for her. But obviously it's not the same meaning. Why is there no requirement of a bris for nashim? The Gemara actually says in the Avodah Zarah that halachically speaking, girls are born mohol. It's as if they're born circumcised. They have the same status of a boy that doesn't require circumcision because he was born circumcised. Every girl has that status. Why is that the case? Why is it that boys require going through the bris and girls don't? Now the Sefer HaChinuch, when he speaks about the rationale, something that we could relate to, one of the messages of the bris milah, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'ha'om nivchar chofetz Hashem yisbarach lahashlima techunoso. Hashem wanted us to complete our mission. And he wanted to make it clear that the mission of every human being is not a passive one, but we have to join, we have to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in doing our part. That's why a child is not born shalei mibetin, whole and complete from the womb. It's sending the message that just like we have an obligation to complete the physical structure of this little boy through our participation, we also think about our overall obligation of bringing ourselves to a further source, a further place of spiritual completion. That sounds like a very lofty idea. Why is that message only needed by boys, but it's not needed for girls? We also find what seems to be a discrepancy in the characteristics of men versus women. On one hand, we have a famous line that's actually not that many places in Shas, that noshim are daitan kala elehen. Literally that means that women have a light das. Das is translated generally as knowledge. So women have a light das. The context, interesting, right? There are a few different places. One is the Gemara in Shabbos that has the famous story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who is hiding together with his son Elazar. And during the beginning of their period, they were hiding in the Beis Medrash. And the wife of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would bring a little bit of food and water for both her husband and son every day. However, when the gezeira, the decree, was more intense and they were looking in a more proactive way for the Rashbi and his son, he decided to move to a cave. But he told his son, "We're not going to tell your mother that we're moving." Why? Because noshim daitin kala alehen, because women have light das, and dilma mitzari la umegal elon. So maybe the Roman officers will find your mother and they'll force her to reveal where we're hiding because she has light das, and therefore we can't tell her. And they went to the cave without her knowing. So it seems like men have das that's kaved, heavier das, and women have daitan kalos. On the other hand, we have the famous Gemara Nida that picks up on the term when Chava was created from Adam. The Chumash uses the word v'yivein Hashem Elokim, that Hashem built. From the side of Adam, he built Chava. V'yivein melamed shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu bina yeseira be'isha yoser mi be'ish. We learn from this word, v'yivein, that Hashem gave Bina Yisera more understanding to women than to men. Bina is oftentimes translated as intuition. Which is also interesting that the word Bina and Bona are intimately connected, because Bina, understanding, is extracting something, building from a previous concept. So, V'yivein, Hashem was building Chava, and in that pasuk we see that in general, women have more Bina, more intuition. So men have a heavier Das, and women have Daitan Kalos, they have a lighter Das, but yet women have Bina Yisera, they have more Bina, understanding, intuition than men. So we'll have to explore how those two things relate to each other. We had at the end of Parshas Yisro, not at the end, but right before the giving of the Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov v'sagiv livnei Yisrael. You should say to Beis Yaakov and you should tell Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi explains that the Amira, the language of speaking, which is more of a softer form of communication, Amira lebeis Yaakov to the women, and then Visagir Hagoda is speaking in a stronger, more aggressive tone almost. Lebnei Yisrael, you should speak differently to the men. And at face value, it sounds like, you know, men need more of the harsh motivation, and you have to scare them a little bit. And women, they're more gentle, they're softer, so you have to be a little bit more creative. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But we'll see there's actually a major difference conceptually and fundamentally between men and women in how they receive Torah as well. Okay, so we're trying to explore why is it, at least a glimpse into the reality, why is it that women don't have a part of the mitzvos that men do, namely the positive time-bound mitzvos? Why are they lacking those mitzvos? Why don't they have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, which men have and cherish? Why is it there's no need for a bris for little girls, but a bris by a boy is such a big deal? And what is this idea that women have lighter das, but more bina? So there's a Gemara that's often quoted. This is a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin, bottom of page 2. Gedola havtacha sheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim, yoser min ha'nashim. That there is a greater promise Hashem gave to women regarding their reward, more so than men. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Noshim sha'ananos komna. Noshim sha'ananos literally means women who are peaceful, who are tranquil. Komna, let them stand up, let them arise. Shemana koli, and listen to my voice. Benos botchos hazena imrasi. Confident women, listen, listen to my instructions. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Somehow, by the fact that the prophet is describing women as nashim sha'ananos, as calm or tranquil, that's an indication that they have more of a haftacha, they have more of a promise of reward than men do. The Gemara goes on to ask the question, okay, maybe that's true, but we know that learning Torah is the greatest mitzvah in the world, and they don't have that mitzvah. So how do they connect to the mitzvah of learning if they don't have that responsibility themselves? So the Gemara answers, no, ba'akarei b'neu lebei kenishta, when a mother takes her child to cheder, or bas nuya gavrayu be'rabonin, or she allows or encourages her husband to go learn in the Beis Medrash, v'natrin legavrayhu ad da'osumi be'rabonin, and then they wait for their husbands until they come home. That partnership in the learning, either of children or their husbands, that connects them to Torah. What's interesting, though, is that there are many, many situations where women might not have that connection. Let's say someone is married for many, many years and they're not zocheh to have children and her husband doesn't learn. Let's say you have somebody who's single. Let's say you have an almana who was married who's no longer married. If you're telling me the only way that women have this connection to the greatest mitzvah in the world is through their family structure, you're basically creating a very narrow bubble. It doesn't seem to be fair, so to speak, that women can't have a connection with learning if they don't fit into that particular framework. So I want to share with you an incredible maral. This is maral on page 3. The maral tells us that there's an intrinsic fundamental difference between men and women. Kosomar, when Hashem says, speak to Beis Yaakov, speak to the women. Belashon Raka, he's instructing Moshe, speak to them in a gentle way. Not because they can't handle something stronger, but you have to know the wavelength of Noshim. Shischarim harbe ma'od. They're starting off with more of a promise of infinite reward than men. That's why they actually come first in the pasuk. First speak to the women, to Beis Yaakov, and then speak to Bnei Yisrael. Noshim are described as shananos, peaceful or tranquil, explains the maral. Ki ha'ish b'meshehu gover einenu bal sha'anan. Men don't naturally have the same internal peace or calm that women have. V'hashekin, they don't have that quietness of the soul because there's always a need for conquest. There's a need for milchama. Aval hanoshim ru'uyim u'muchanim la mitzad atzmam. But women, by their very nature, they're more ready and prepared for a loftier, more tranquil existence. They don't have that same need to be aggressive, to be proactive in the same way that men do. Lefikach gedola haftacha sheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why women have a greater natural reward than men do, because their intrinsic state, their neshama, is closer to Olam Haba. They are closer to spiritual beings than men. Men require, writes the Maral, the conquest and the milchama of this world. That's part of the hashlama, that's the completion of men. Now, that might come in many different forms depending on personality, but there's a need for some level of struggle. Now, obviously, every human being has nisyonos, and every human being, men and women, have their struggles, but it's a different bechina, it's a different realm. Concludes the Maral, Anoshim tzrichim mitzad ze shiyu amelim v'torchim b'torah. Why do men need to toil and to exert energy in the learning of Torah? Because that's the very nature of the neshama of a man. There's a need for some level of warfare. The ideal place for that is in the world of Torah. Vezehu gufo v'tagi livnei Yisrael. When Hashem said, speak to, right, in a more gentle lashon raka, Amira to Beis Yaakov, not because they can't handle something stronger or something more forceful, it's because they're on a different level. They're closer to the menucha, to that peacefulness of Olam Haba. For the men, they need more of that milchama talk, because that's their way of engaging in ruchnius and growing. Somebody asked the Chazon Ish, why is it that women seem to have just as much, if not more, Yirat Shamayim and passion for their Yiddishkeit, just as much, if not more, than men do, even though they're not engaged in learning. You could have men who are devoting their lives to Limud HaTorah, but for some reason, women are just naturally there. And said the Chazon Ish, he said, men need a melus b'Torah. Men require that exertion in Torah because that's what's needed to transform and uplift their neshama. Women are brought into this world on a different level. They don't need that kind of work. When the Gemara says that women were given Bina Yisera, they have more intuition, understanding, it doesn't just mean they're able to use deductive logic in a better or more effective way than men. Maybe it doesn't mean that at all. But Bina Yisera, said the Chazon Ish, is that there's a deeper level, there's a clearer vision of Yirat Shamayim. They're living in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu without the need of that kind of fighting in Torah. If you ever taught a class of high school boys, I recommend, if you're looking for something fun to do, teach a class of high school boys. Very difficult to keep them engaged. The interest level varies. If they're conscious, that itself is an accomplishment. If you teach a class of high school girls, naturally, they're sitting there, always have exceptions in both directions, but they're sitting there taking notes. I remember, as I used to teach halacha in the high school, the boys never took notes. You'd have to like remind them and tell them, and then if this might be on the test, then maybe they would write something down. And one time I gave a shiur at the local girls' high school. They weren't tested on it, nothing they had to know, and almost every single one had their notebook out, taking copious notes. Boys and girls are different. Why is it, right, interesting halacha, that when a man makes a bracha, when a man says any davar shebekedusha, there's a requirement to have your head covered. Does that requirement apply to women as well? Is there any need to cover your head when saying a bracha? And the answer is no. The answer is no. This question was asked to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Is there any maila, is there any, you know, bonus having women cover their head? He said no. Because the Gemara says the reason why men cover their head is to bring a more vivid sense of Yirat Shamayim, to be living with that awareness that Hashem is here. Kovod Rosh. Women don't need that Yirat Shamayim. They don't need it externally because it comes internally. And therefore, Paskins from Chaim Kanievsky, Ein Mazik Lehen LeYirat Shamayim. It has no impact. It's not going to negatively impact their Yirat Shamayim if women say a bracha or they daven without their hair covered. Somebody once asked the Sfas Emes. He was a young man when he took over the leadership of his Hasidus, and there were many people who were decades older than him, massive Talmidei Chachamim. And they asked the Sfas Emes, how's it doable? Somebody like yourself, you're an incredible person. You're so young, and you're leading thousands of Hasidim. Many of them are double your age. And he said the following mashal. He said, you know, my grandfather was the Chadushei Harim. So anything that I have, he said in his humility, it's not because I worked on it. It's not because I was toiling in Kedusha and Chasidus and Machshava. It's the mashal of the guy who chooses to climb a very tall mountain. It takes him years and years to get to the top. And when he gets to the top, he sees there are a few kids that are playing there. And he asked them the question, how is it possible? I'm an expert climber. I'm a hiker. I've been training for this. And you kids are just here playing around. How did you get here? So they said, well, we were born on top of the mountain. We didn't have to climb the mountain. So the Sfas Emes was saying, Listen, I was born on top of the mountain. I'm the grandson of the Chidushi Harim. I don't get any credit for this. In a sense, I think it's fair to say that we believe the neshama of Nashim, women are born on top of the mountain. She'asani kirtsono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made women kirtsono closer to the will of God than any other creation. Men were born much lower down on the mountain. We have more obligation, we have more achrayasin, more responsibility. Our job in this world is to climb the mountain. Those are the added mitzvahs that we have that women don't have. So when men are thanking Hashem, thank you for making me a Ben Yisrael. Shelo asani goy, shelo asani ovid, and shelo asani isha, thank you for not making me a woman. Because given my existence, given my reality, I have more mitzvos than anyone on the planet. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And women say the bracha of, thank you, Hashem, for creating me, she'asani kirtsono, for making me closer to your will. Now we find this in a few different examples. I'll give you one theme, though, that comes up often. What does it mean to be closer to the Ratzon Hashem? Closer to the will of God. What is the will of God? So we have the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. We know Hashem is described in ways of chesed, of compassion, of kindness. And we find those same descriptions more so regarding women than we do men. One interesting example is the Gemara in Megillah, where it speaks about Yoshiyahu needing to figure out what was going to happen. There was a potential war, and there was threat of major things going down, which ended up not ending well. And he went to Huldah. Huldah was one of the great prophets. The Gemara has the question, why did he go to Huldah if Yirmiyah was around? Yirmiyah was one of the greatest prophets ever to live. Likely his nevuah, his prophecy, was on a higher level. Why did he go to Huldah? So the Gemara says, Mipnei shehanashim rachmanios hein. Yoshiyahu decided to go to Huldah over Yirmiyahu because nashim rachmanios hein, because women are more compassionate. That's a strange thing to say. Just because women might be more compassionate, how is that going to impact the prophecy? If the prophecy is, you know, that the Egyptians are coming and war is going to happen, so then no matter how compassionate Huldah is, she'll give you the same response that Yirmiyahu will give you. So the Marsha says, of course she would give the same response. He didn't think he would get a different prophecy from Huldah than Yirmiyah. However, because Nashim Rachmanios Hain, he knew that if the prophecy was Lara, there was something negative coming, Tevakesh Aleihem Rachamim. Because Nashim Rachmanios, she would daven for compassion from Hashem. She would daven with a greater strength. And the Ben Yoyada says a very similar idea. Yimsuru atzman levatal hagezeira. Yoshiyahu went to Huldah because he knew that women would be moser nefesh, they would be sacrificing of themselves to somehow try to nullify that decree through their tefillah. So when women say she'asani kirtsono, the idea of being created more b'shalva, on a level that's closer to ruchnius, you're closer to pristine spirituality. You don't need that fighting of climbing the mountain. You're closer to the Ratzon Hashem because intuitively you have that Bina Yisera, you have that presence of Hashem in your life. And I'm emulating the ways of Hashem naturally more so than men. There's a rachmanis, there's a chesed that we find in noshim tzidkaniyos, in righteous women, that's on a higher plane than righteous men. What does it mean that noshim have daitos kalos hay? They have light das, and men have heavy das, but yet they have bina yisera. Nashim daiton kalos das, and this is explained in a beautiful essay by the Eish Das, one of the contemporary Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe Yechiel Halevi Epstein. He says, das, knowledge is something that's fortified, that's strong, that's anchored, to the point where nothing is going to budge me from my stance. That's a weapon that men need, because their whole matara, their whole goal, their objective in this world is to climb the mountain. To climb the mountain means you need a melus. You never find that expression regarding women, right? Tehillim, learning, chizik. But you don't say that women need a melus, they need to toil in Torah. That's not how they connect to Torah necessarily. But men need that, because that's their entire matara sachayim, that's their objective. They need that to climb the mountain. They need das. Das in the sense of, this is where I am, this is where I'm standing. I'm not willing to budge, you have to push me out of place. If you walk into a base medrash and you hear men learning together, this is exactly what you're exposed to. It's not a library. They're sitting and they're debating and sometimes yelling at each other. But that's milchamta shel Torah. That's the war of Torah. That's the emelus. That's the toil. That's the exertion that the neshama of a man needs. Man says, shelo asani isha, baruch Hashem, I have all of these added mitzvos, and I cherish my goal. Bina Yisera explains with Moshe Yechiel Levi Epstein, Bina is the intuition. It doesn't require that same stance, that same aggression. It's just there. That's what intuition is. It's present. It's part of a consciousness. Why is it that men have the bris and little girls don't need any kind of bris? Well, it works out beautifully. The Sefer HaChinuch is telling us the whole need for the bris is sharing this message that you have to do something major in your life to complete yourself, because you're not born shalei mibetin. You're not complete from the womb. That statement is not entirely true when it comes to a little baby girl. Right? No human being is complete from the womb. We all have to do our avodas Hashem. But Shasani Kertsono, this little baby girl, is created a little bit closer to godliness than the baby boy. There's no need for that symbolism of having to be mashlim yourself. You're a lot closer to that completion naturally. So when we say the bracha in the morning, if you're a man, you say Shelo Asani Isha, there should be a sense of real gratitude. This is the job you've given me. I'm thankful for all the mitzvos that I have, knowing that I have more mitzvos than anyone else on the planet. I know my tafkid, my mission is to climb the mountain, the emelis, the toil, the blood, sweat, and tears, but that's what I'm living for. Thank you, Hashem, Shelo Asani Isha. And when women say the bracha in the morning, it's not just a bracha of acceptance. Okay, you gave me less mitzvos, like a Yisrael has less mitzvos than a Kohen. When women say the bracha of She'asani Kirtzono, it's more than just saying, I accept the fact that I don't have as many mitzvos. It's an understanding that the Kedusha and the Tahara, the purity and the sanctity of my soul, is the exact same as a man. There is no difference whatsoever. Thank you, Hashem, for creating me a little bit closer to your Ratzon, with those Netiyos HaNefesh, with those inclinations towards Rachamim, to follow and emulate your divine ways. Thank you for creating Misha Sani Kirtzono. Have a beautiful evening.